Well, Ozzie, you've been doing this a long time. This is your 19th draft with the Ravens. So when you look at this draft class, is it the best you've ever seen?
Well, I think at certain positions, there's a lot of depth. But like most drafts, it'll take us 3 years before we really sort this thing out because, you know, they can be good players in college, but sometimes they may not translate to the National Football League.
When the season ended, you identified three key positions as areas of need. It was safety, mm-hmm. offensive line, and wide receiver. You've added players at each of those positions. Now that you've taken care of that, when you look to the draft, what positions do you say we need to address?
Inside linebacker. That's an area that we can look to upgrade there. So we still got other areas, and then even though we've re-signed Dennis and signed Owen Daniels, so we could also possibly look to bring in another tight end.
In a trade from the Houston Texans, with the 18th pick in the 2008 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Joe Flacco, quarterback, Delaware.
You love making moves on draft day, moving around that board, whether it's up a few picks or back a few picks. Are you thinking about that again this year? In a draft that has as much depth, do you want to move back, or is there any possibility where you give up one of those cherished picks to move up even in the first round?
Well, we have eight picks, and of those eight, only four is tradable. The other four are comp picks. So that kind of limit our ability to go up. But the ability to go back is always there.
2 years ago, you said that the Ravens were going to draft a center, and you picked Gino Gronkowski. Mm-hmm. Last year, you said at some point you're going to add a safety, and of course you picked Matt Elam. Mm-hmm. So when you look at the draft this year, is there any position where you say, we're going to get that position at some point in the draft?
I would say based on the depth of the receivers in the draft, the number of guys that we have draftable, it would be hard-pressed for us not to draft a receiver with one of those picks.
This is the highest, this is the first time you drafted in the top 20 since you took Joe Flacco in 2008. That one mm-hmm. panned out okay. You've had success throughout the entire first round, but when you have a top 20 pick, mm-hmm. does that really increase your opportunity to get a special player and somebody that you could plug in and play almost immediately?
Well, you know, can we get a better player at 17 than we got at 32? We would think so. So do we think we can get a player that could probably come in and compete to start? Yes, if we pick at 17. You know, there's a better pool of players to choose from, but I don't like losing 8 games in a season to be able to get to that spot.
One of the positions that you've talked about and John's talked about adding is running back. And mm-hmm. there's uncertainty with Ray Rice and mm-hmm. a potential suspension. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you have to factor in the uncertainty there when you look at the draft and say maybe get a running back? And do you feel like you have to plan for a suspension at all with him to bring in an additional running back in that position?
Well, I mean, you know, that's something that we've talked about through free agency. And we've been close to getting a couple of back. But, you know, that is a position that we'll look to add a player, but I think regardless of Ray's situation and how it will play itself out, that was still a position that when we opened up the offseason that we said we wanted to address to bring some more depth to it. So whether the thing would have happened with Ray or not, it was a position that we were looking to add a couple more players.
Steve Smith, the former Panthers receiver, the former face of that franchise, has now joined a new franchise, agreeing to a 3-year, nearly $12 million deal to join the Baltimore Ravens.
When you added Steve Smith this offseason, mm-hmm. you bring an immediate complimentary piece to Torrey Smith. So you have those two guys on each mm-hmm. side. But everyone knows Steve Smith is 35, and he's even said at this point it's kind of on the tail end of his career. Mm-hmm. Do you look at this draft and say, we would love to use this as an opportunity to get another complimentary piece, a long-term complimentary piece to go along with Torrey?
Well, we got Marlon, and we need to see how he's going to progress this year. And we got Aaron Millett also. But like I said earlier, this is a receiver draft that has a lot of depth. And if that opportunity shows for us within the first 4 or 5 picks, then we'll probably add. Now, whether we'll get that true complementary piece to Torrey, I can't say that. But there is some good depth at the receiver position.
All right, let's do a little draft history here. Everybody knows the story of your first draft in Baltimore where you hit two great picks, Jonathan Ogden and Ray Lewis. Mm-hmm. Outside of those two guys, if you were to take them out of the equation, do you have a favorite draft pick throughout your 18 years of picking here in Baltimore?
Well, the guy that's been with me the longest is Eric DaCosta. And if you was to ask him that question, he said you'd have to debate between Jamal Lewis and Dwayne Starks. Jamal, in that we were able to trade our second round pick the year before to get the fifth pick in the draft. And of course, you know, he went on to rush for over 2,000 yards. But probably the fun guy, the guy that I enjoyed being around the most was Dwayne Starks. He was, what, maybe 5'10 and a half, 5'11, 175-pound if he was soaking wet, but he played bigger. And, you know, and in the Super Bowl in 2000, and he came up with the big pick. So I think those would probably be my two favorite players. If I was just to look back, I've had some great choices over the years, but I think those two are right at the top.
Ozzie, the draft will be here before you know it. What are these last few days like as you go and cram through? Are you moving the draft board at all? How many hours are you putting in? Are you getting much sleep? What are these last couple of days like?
I'm basically dotting my I's and crossing my T's. And, you know, we got some clumps that we're trying to break up at some positions. And still, because of the other duties that I have, there's still some players on the board that I have not had a chance to watch yet. So I'm watching those players. So it's still a lot of work for me to do up until that point, but when we get on the clock, I'll be ready.